The state is considering early release for a Hartford man convicted of killing his cousin in 1994. Clyde Meikle is serving a 50-year prison sentence for murdering Clifford Walker with a shotgun. But he could get out before he does 30 years. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, state officials and the victim's family have strong feelings about the potential release.
There were several starts and stops during Clyde Meikle's speech at a recent sentence modification hearing conducted virtually. Through tears, he said he's as guilty now as he was back in the 90s when he killed Clifford Walker.
This opportunity, as well as the support around it, reveals that I am not the same person, but reminds me of all the hurt and pain that I have caused by fracturing our family and taking the life of a loved one.
Meikle's attorneys say he's a changed man. He got a college degree 2 years ago, and he's the go-to guy when the state needs an inmate to be mentored. His insight through hindsight mentorship has gotten him some high-profile backing, like Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection Commissioner James Rivella and former Department of Correction Commissioner Scott Semple.
I truly believe that he has been redeemed. I think he's ready to go back out in the community as soon as possible.
But members of his own family, those closest to Clifford Walker, see him differently. They see him as a man who killed another man over a parking spot.
We have to go to the dirt to see my brother 26 years, and you guys think it's okay. You think it's all right because he got a degree.
That's Kimberly Walker. During the hearing, she dismissed Meikle's work in prison. Walker's daughters had prepared a written statement for the hearing, but after an invitation from the judge, one, Natasha Walker, spoke.
It don't matter if he come home today, tomorrow, next year, or the whole time. I'm still going to hurt. And I'm still going to feel the same way I feel. Because when you take somebody's life, it don't matter what you went to jail and accomplished. You got sentenced that time. You're supposed to do that time.
The other daughter, Shanika Walker, said through a written statement she wishes Meikle would stay in prison for the full 50-year sentence. The next hearing, where a decision could be made regarding Meikle's sentence, is scheduled for January 15th. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.